How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. Well, it's raining out our window right now.
Oh, finally, we got rain.
Yeah. We got a call a little bit ago from a guy who said it was pouring in Dells, like water was kind of not flooding, but like it was accumulating around the storm drains, like it was coming down kind of quick and a little more than the storm drains could keep up with. I heard on the news last night, I don't remember which channel it was. Anyway, the city is talking about raising the water restrictions in town.
Oh.
To level 2, which would be like only getting to water one day a week instead of every other.
Really?
So, yeah, the river's kind of low, but if it's...
It is, for sure.
The good news is if it pours in Dells and, like, you know, north of here, means all that water ends up in the Big Sioux and then comes right through here for us.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
So long as the rain falls there, we're in good shape. We did it again. Sioux Falls, congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. We are the city that is home to the safest drivers, according to Allstate Insurance Company.
Huh.
They
disagree with that. But.
I just... we're America's safest driving city.
Okay.
This is the fifth time we have held the top spot in the eight-year history.
Woot, woot.
And usually I think they end up buying free gas for whoever wants to sit in line for hours on end.
How
whenever
many
it happens.
Gallons?
Not, is that happening today? Don't freak out. Don't call. I should have not even said it.
Hmm.
But basically every year that they've done this, then the story comes out and then a few months later, then you can go wait in line for hours and get some free gas somewhere. Anyway.
I don't think that Allstate reads Argus 911.
Well, no, it's just that it ranks to America's 200 largest cities in terms of car collision frequency.
Okay.
To identify which cities have the safest drivers.
Right.
I would assume that's on a per capita basis. You know, like obviously there's more accidents in Minneapolis than Sioux Falls.
Right.
Just because of population.
Let's do a little math.
Yeah. It didn't say that they were the best drivers. All it really says is that we have fewer accidents.
Okay.
Which just means that we have large enough streets.
I wonder how Iowa ranked on that list.
Well,
any of the cities in Iowa.
There are no cities in Iowa in the top 10. Boise, Idaho was 2. Fort Collins, Colorado, 3. Madison, Wisconsin, number 4. Lincoln, Nebraska, 5. Huntsville, Alabama, 6. Chandler, Arizona, 7. Reno, Nevada, 8. Knoxville, Tennessee, 9. And Springfield, Missouri, 10.
All right.
So that's the collision likelihood compared to the national average. From year to year. We only barely beat Boise, Idaho, by the way. By 0.3% less likely to get one here than in Boise.
Ooh.
But to get in an accident in Boise, you'd have to go to Boise.
Who wants to go to Boise?
So, yeah. I don't know. They have a blue football field there.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Bright blue.
Instead of green?
Yeah. It's artificial turf and it's a blue.
Hmm.
It's really weird looking on TV.
Yeah.
First time I saw it, I thought there was something wrong with my TV.
I would have thought the same thing.
It was kind of weird. Anyway, got music coming up here in just a few. Calvin Harris, Pink, they are next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Hi, how are you?
What's up?
Yeah.
Drink.
Yeah, that one's totally on me.
Two.
I was just finishing up posting the story about Sioux Falls being the safest driving city in America, and I blew it. I thought I had one more song, and I was wrong.
2-0.
Yeah. Well, that makes it 3-2. Or no, we're tied at 3 for the week.
Yeah.
It was 3-1 yesterday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so long as I don't have any more the rest of the day, then we
just remain tied.
I won't pass your single day total. this is a fairly serious story, but at the same time, it's for people my age, it's our age for that matter.
I was gonna say we're only 6 months apart.
Well, I'm just talking about me though.
Oh, okay.
It's something that could kind of happen to anybody now. We have no idea what exactly the deal is yet. I'm talking about the football coach at Mankato State.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
His name is Todd Hoffner, and he was arrested for child pornography, that he had a child pornography of his own kids on his cell phone, a university-issued cell phone.
Right. So they have a right to look at it anytime.
Right. And his wife made a statement yesterday at the law firm that's going to be representing her husband and said they were nothing more than family videos of kids doing something silly. The kids' ages are 9, 8, and 5.
So around my children's ages.
Right. And according to, this is off WCCO's website in Minneapolis. According to the complaint filed in Blue Earth County District Court, in one video, the children drop their towels to reveal their naked bodies. They dance around before two of the kids bend over and expose their buttocks. Another video shows a child entering the room wearing nothing but a football helmet. Now, one of the people in the video on this story said that it kind of, I don't know, it kind of seems like, you know, how, or the guy they interviewed said something like, how many people would have something like that on their phones or on their video cameras? I mean, it's,
I don't,
because the his wife is saying these, it's just innocent. It's not,
it's just kids playing,
as seedy as it should be,
which,
or my, as it sounds.
My kids definitely do play. I'm not saying that they run around naked, but they would have towels usually around. Like, they just got out of the bathtub and they're being goofy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know? And your girls are a little older than my kids are.
7 and 10.
Yeah. Mine are 4 and 9 months.
But they have, like, forgotten something before. Like, let's say they took a bath in my bathroom and they forgot, they got away to their room and forgot that they left their pajamas in my room. So then they run naked through the house,
well,
real quick.
And Jackie's 4. I mean, I'll be sitting in the chair in the living room and she'll just finish with her bath. And instead of going to her room to put on clothes, she'll come running out and go, look, Daddy, I'm all clean. You know, and
it's not, I don't know if that's something necessarily I would video, but
right. I mean, that's kind of the only weird thing.
And I don't know why you would video it on your phone and keep it on your phone. That's a little weird.
Yeah. Or, but I mean, there is the what if of what if he was just filming his kids and then all of a sudden they dropped their towel.
Right.
You know, and he was filming, you know, he had the recorder going and, you know, one of his kids walks in with nothing but a football helmet on.
I mean, because kids do like to run around naked.
Yes. I mean, this is not a new thing. I mean,
it's not a new thing.
If children running around a house naked is suddenly a criminal thing, then we're all going to prison.
Right.
You know.
And because that's, I know my kids have seen me like get undressed to get into the bathtub because they'd like to invade my personal space.
Right. And when I first heard the story last week, I was like, oh, Jesus, sicko. You know, then as this has started to unfold, now it's like, okay, this doesn't.
But he's been arrested for this. Right?
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But I mean, he has been arrested and he's been charged. But at the same time, it could be like the attorney for this Todd Hoffner says it was well-intentioned people who just didn't see what was actually going on.
They looked at it and thought bad.
The worst.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, what it is, no idea. I hope it is innocent and the whole thing gets dropped.
I would hope so. And I, you know, with the wife is a lawyer, right? Wasn't the wife?
No.
For some reason, I thought you said the wife was the lawyer.
No, she was at the attorney's office when she made her statement yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I would have, you know, if she's saying this is just the kids messing around.
And yeah, she's standing by him and, you know, obviously the video will never be released, nor should it. But
oh, I hope not.
At the same time, it's like this curiosity of like, I wish I could judge it myself. And, you know, I'm not saying I want to see it. I don't.
If it went to trial, though, I'm sure that
the jury would see it. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully a judge or the grand jury or whatever sees it. And I hope it is just an innocent video that got on there. Because how many pictures? I mean, my mom had pictures of me naked in the bathtub.
Naked in the bathtub.
Yeah. So, but people are so hypersensitive. And I get being sensitive to it, but let's not throw common sense away. I mean, I know we're trying to eradicate common sense
right.
in this country, but and people are doing a good job of getting rid of it. But
they are. They are. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. Way to go. Anyway.
For so, the win.
Yeah. We've got dirt coming up in just a few. It's 828, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 843. Well, it's work. But is that why it doesn't interest you?
No.
We're going to top out at 96.
Really?
I was kidding. Relax. It is 74 right now. We got a little shower rolled through. It's starting to brighten up out there a little bit. It's a little, it always looks worse to us out our window because it's tinted. So it always looks darker than it actually is.
We have an inaccurate reading of the darkness outside.
Lightness outside, yeah. Okay, so there was a, this story is crazy. A 47-year-old woman in Missouri had to call 911 from her car after her gas pedal got stuck. She tried everything she could to fix it, but her car was reaching speeds of 118 miles an hour. Now, this happened back on August 19th, but now there's video from one of the cop cars that was following her, and they had it on the Today Show the other day. It is just, this woman is, it would be so incredibly frightening.
Oh,
listen to the 911.
I'm going like 80, almost 90 miles an hour headed to Bethany, and I'm scared to death.
Are you able to hit your brakes at all?
I've been trying everything.
Okay, have you put your car in neutral?
I can't get it to move. Coming up on a bunch of cars.
Okay.
Oh, that is so scary.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, God, I have two semis.
You've got two semis. Okay, calm down.
Oh, God.
Okay, Laura, you see them? They're in front and one's in back of you.
I'm going to hit the pavement.
Yeah, they eventually got, like, state troopers to one in front and one behind to kind of escort her.
Wasn't there construction zones,
there
too?
Was a construction zone she went through. She was basically going off on the shoulder, actually off the shoulder, in like halfway into the ditch sometimes to avoid cars.
I wouldn't even, God, that would be awful. And did she have children with her? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay. I can't even imagine.
She was driving a 2011 Kia Sorento and had to weave through traffic for 35 miles. Nobody was hurt. She did not hit a thing.
So what did they say they had to somehow with the accelerator and the gas pedal at the same time? And that was
the one of the officers suggested through the 911 operator suggested pulling on the gas pedal and pushing the brake.
How would she do that while she was trying to drive?
Well, not with her hands.
Oh, with the, okay.
I was just doing it.
Okay.
I was talking with my hands here.
I was going to say, how the heck is she supposed to do that? Okay, I got you now.
Hook your foot under the gas pedal.
I got you now. Pull, I got you now.
Push the brake.
I bet you she's a really good driver now. Ever just swerving through all that stuff.
There are so many jokes that come to mind.
Will you stop? I was just confused. No.
I wasn't talking about you specifically. I was talking about
Iowa drivers?
No, she was from Missouri. She just ended in Iowa. Actually, no, it was an Iowa plate in the video.
Ah, see, it was an Iowa driver.
Okay. This is starting to make more sense now.
But it wasn't her fault, though. It was the fault of the vehicle jamming up.
Sure.
Allegedly.
It was either... I'm not going to say it.
Okay, let's stop. Stop.
Because then you'll be mad at me, too.
Oh,
I was
going to
make a women driver joke.
No.
But when I was involved, then I can't explicitly blame it on that either. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato's next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 8:55, topping out at 96 today, 74 right now. Got something new for you to worry about.
Those
school supplies you just bought your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're poisoning them.
They're poisoning them.
There's an organization that tested backpacks, three-ring binders, and lunchboxes and found that 75% had elevated levels of toxic chemicals called phthalates.
Huh?
Phthalates.
Okay.
P-H-T-H, with no vowels in between, A-L-A-T-E-S. I have no idea exactly how to say it. Phthalates.
Okay.
Usually your kid will be fine, but if they put it in their mouths or are widely overexposed, there could be.
So they shouldn't put health their effects. Backpack in their mouths.
So don't let your kids chew on their backpacks or binders or lunch boxes.
I'll make sure to tell them.
Yeah. Now, so long as they're not making, pacifiers out of these things.
Right.
You know.
That would be bad.
Or spoons.
That would be bad as well.
But binders? Lunch boxes?
I don't recall any kid ever chewing on that, like, on a pencil or a pen.
Yeah, I never chewed on a lunchbox.
But the rest of those things, no, not so much.
Yeah. So, according to a new survey, the average parent has to replace their kid's cell phone more than once a year.
Really?
For each of their kids.
What?
48% of high school and college students say they've lost or broken their phone in the last 2 years.
Well, it's not really that surprising.
No.
And I mean, I personally, with Quincy's phone, it's a cheap one. It's the cheapest flip phone one that you can find.
27% of the phone accidents took place at school, 24% at home, 15% outside, and 14% at a friend's house. 35% of phones were broken while running or doing a physical activity. 18% of kids were near water when the accident occurred.
Oh, of course. That's how most of them happen.
18% were cleaning.
Cleaning?
Texting while they're cleaning the bathroom and then drops in the toilet. Maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
17% were playing a sport. Okay. Well, leave your phone in your bag when you're playing a sport.
Yeah. Why would you have it with you?
Well, I might get a text from Kelsey. I can't miss a text from Kelsey.
I'm pretty sure the coaches would stop any of that.
I would love to hear about, like, coaches, whatever, like, the ridiculous things that have been said as to why they had to have their phone.
You should interview a coach.
Like, yeah.
Like a girls' basketball or volleyball coach. See if you can set up an interview.
There's boys.
You wouldn't use any names.
There would be boys, too, but I gotta believe it would be more prevalent with the girls.
I would think that it would be more girls.
Well, because Kelsey's boyfriend was gonna break up with her, and I had to support her.
You play a teenage girl so well.
I better get used to it, because I'm gonna have one in another 10 years.
You have 10 years. Yeah. I have three.
Yeah. Actually, you have, well, technically none.
Huh?
Well, the teens include 11.
They do?
Well, once
isn't
there's
a preteen?
Once there's a one in front of the number.
No, it's not. It's 13.
Just because the word teen, the letters teen don't show up.
Since when?
Since women have been pregnant for 10 months, probably.
Hot 104.7.com.